every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Look about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, the business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's edition. No Nick this week. He's enjoying the lovely sun. We'll be finding out how that heat wave is helping our tourism firms as well. But first, here's this week's top stories. Transport Minister Norman Baker has received a Cornish delegation to find out about the latest harbour plans for Penzance and the Isles of Scilly. Baker was told the town had reached a consensus about a lengthy, robust and wide-ranging debate and that both ends of the route want to secure a durable facility for the sea link. The Transport Minister welcomed the consensus and is keen to move forward, stating he now would consider the proposals put forward by the three councils and respond as soon as possible. It's claimed a report by Begbie's Trainer in Exeter shows Cornwall has turned the corner on economic recovery. Experts say there's been a 12% drop in the number of SME firms in the duchy reporting levels of critical financial stress. The report also gives a warning, though, that there are a large number of zombie businesses that have survived so far but could still hit tough times during the recovery. Rosworn Manor is amongst the first to receive the CHEFS, or Chef's Platinum Award. The Cornwall Healthier Eating and Food Safety Scheme aims to increase confidence in the food industry by reducing foodborne infection, levels of obesity and excess weight, increase food sustainability and improve the economic impact of the Cornish food industry. It recognises and rewards caterers who adopt and maintain a high degree of food safety and quality standards, as well as offering their customers healthier options on menus. And the South West TUC is advising bosses in Cornwall to relax on dress codes in this hot weather. It's because there is a legal minimum temperature we can work in, but no maximum. So we've been out and about asking what you feel about dressing down for the heatwave.
You need to be comfortable doing your work. It's no use being sat in an office all hot and sweaty. You can't concentrate. So yeah, dress down.
Yeah, I think it's really important to dress down. There's plenty of water, to keep plenty of water and that.
Cooler is better, because actually if you're cool at work, it means you're probably not going to get stressed and you're going to be a lot better.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So this time last year, if you can cast your mind back, we were hoping for great summer weather, but unfortunately the skies opened and the rain seems to continue all the way through to Christmas. It's been great this year because we've seen the sun come out in full force in Cornwall for the start of the summer holidays. And tourism businesses across Cornwall say they're already noticing the benefits, more people coming down to Cornwall. So for the 7 days podcast this week, we visited the Penventon Park Hotel, where they're seeing a great surge in visitors as the sun hits Cornwall. I've got the owner, Aaron Pascoe, with me. Aaron, what have you noticed about the change from this year, between this year and last year?
Oh, wow, considerable. When the sunshine comes out, everybody, even from people coming into work, have this skip in their step and this big smile on their face to our visitors coming down and going off, packing off for the day, go over to the coast or to visit some of the heritage things. It just, I think it makes everybody so much happier throughout the whole county, really, see the sunshine. As you were inland here, and we've got massive gardens, and so they're really in full bloom at the moment, and the gardeners are really happy to see the sunshine as well on it. The phones then, there's so many people flood down to the county for short breaks throughout this time of the year. Once the sun shines, then we know, give it 48 hours and the phones are going to be very, very busy.
Because, I mean, that's the thing. People come to Cornwall for their outdoor life, to see the coast, to perhaps walk the coast path, and also the gardens. You mentioned your gardens. I mean, if you've got a beautiful garden, you want the weather.
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of people, as an inland hotel, a lot of people coming down to us to explore the county because we're quite central for everything. And they stay with us often because they want to explore gardens and we've got our own gardens on site. And so, but there's nothing really worse than walking around some of the fantastic gardens in Cornwall when the sky's tipping down and it's black and horrible and everything's a bit wet. And they come back to the hotel a bit wet and cold and later in the afternoon. But when the weather's sunny like this, then it's ideal to explore the county.
Do you find yourself watching the weather forecast quite closely, for the business purpose, to see what's going to be happening in a week in advance?
Well, yes, we do. Where lunches get really busy when once the sun shines. And so we can even look at it for staffing levels, etc. And we base it into our forecasting, as we know demand's going to increase, really, across all the short-term aspects of the business, short breaks and accommodation and lunches and dinner all increase. And so, yeah, we base our rotas on the weather quite often.
Visit Cornwall's Malcolm Bell has said that people are getting very short notice in booking holidays in recent years. Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, we found an amount of it, but what we try and do is encourage people to book further out, as any offers and any bargains that we have are really only available a number of months out. And so we encourage people, if they want to pick up the best offers, book as soon as you can. The late demand stuff, once we're very busy and once we know we're going to be full, then we withdraw those special offers. So.
Okay, so it's obviously going to be a great start to the summer, and we'll probably come back to you and find out how it's gone at the end of the summer as well. Thank you very much, Aaron Pascoe, for talking to the 7 Days podcast.
Thank you very much.
Now, looking ahead to the next 7 days, Truro Prep School will be the venue for this month's Cornwall Chamber Big Breakfast meeting on Tuesday, July the 23rd, whilst 2 days later, the Chamber's joining forces with networking group The Hub, along with UKTI and St Austell Brewery, to hold an export-themed event at the Green Bank Hotel in Falmouth. Brewery MD James Stoughton will be on hand to share his experiences of managing one of Cornwall's biggest companies. And to add a bit of sparkle to the evening, St Austell Brewery will be supplying free bubbly and tribute. For details of these and other events, go to the networking calendar on businesscornwall.co.uk. And Nick will be back with me on 7 days in 7 days' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.